start off again by thanking unbelievable crowd from the jump, the skull session, the walk, the beginning of the game, all the way to the end. You know, there was a lot of people hung around at the end of that game, and we don't take that for granted. So really appreciate Buckeye Nation and all the people who were here today.
Okay, we'll open up over here on the left. Over on the right, Cam Teague Robinson from The Athletic.
Ryan, just on the corners, I know you're really depleted there.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on the young guys who played, and then also kind of touch on the injuries of Denzel and Cam.
Yep. Again, you know, we're not expecting those to be long-term things, but not having those guys in there and their experience, you know, was a concern going into the game. But Jair and JK have been practicing. They practiced really hard all spring. They practiced all preseason. They've been out there. And, you know, we told them right before the game that everybody in the team believes in them, and we do. And they have no fear, and they went out there and played, and they did a really good job. I mean, I don't know what the film's going to show, but I know they competed. And I thought Tim Walton did a really good job getting them ready. And I'm proud of those guys to be able to win a conference game with them in there. Both really, I guess that's their first start each.
Over to the left, Laurie Schmidt, Columbus Dispatch.
Coach, what's the key to getting two running backs going the way you had them going tonight?
Well, I think it's just the mentality of we know how long of a season this is going to be. And when you have two guys that you can go back and forth, who are unselfish, who understand what it means to be a team, that's the key. You know, if it starts to become like, what are my carries, what are my touchdowns, what are my runs, then it doesn't work. But Travion and Mayan both have been excellent. Travion's energy before the game was off the chart. You could just feel it. I mean, I felt it in warmups. I felt it in the locker room. I felt it coming out of the locker room. And then he ran that way. He just ran hard. He ran physical. He ran with energy. And so did Mayan. Mayan ran hard. So I think we got something good going in that room. You know, and you saw Down even run at the end. I thought he was running well. But hats off to the offensive line and the tight ends. I thought they really moved the line of scrimmage today against a good defense.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
When you're talking about being balanced offensively, is that about as close to perfection as you can get as far as being balanced goes on offense?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that the balance was solid. You know, in we're a no-huddle team, you know, and Wisconsin huddles a lot. So for us to kind of control the time of possession the way that we did, and I think we were up 21 points at one point. I think we had a 6 or 7 minute drive, and we kicked a field goal, but it turned into a 4-possession game, and we ate up a lot of clock in that drive. And I felt like that was a really good drive for us, even though maybe over the years, you know, we expect to score touchdowns at a faster clip. But when you're in these types of games, you have to think that through. And I thought that was good, but I thought the tempo and the mix of run and pass today is what we're looking for, yes.
Over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, you got pretty animated after the defensive holding call. You were riding the official pretty good. How much of that is being upset in the moment, and how much is having the back of your defense wanting to support them?
Yeah, you know, I usually don't talk about that stuff after the game, but I obviously didn't like what I saw, and I felt like that was a big play. But I also I wanted Jair to know that, like, I do have your back. Like, you know, now if it was, you know, egregious, okay, move on. But I, you know, I wanted to defend him in that moment. This is a young kid out there in a big stage for the first time, and you know, I hope he felt like, you know, his head coach was backing him up in that moment, because I think it mattered, and I believe what I was fighting for.
Over to the right, Austin Ward, Rivals, 97.1, The Fan.
Ryan, I guess it's a product of how high the standard is that CJ set here, but it didn't feel like he had his best stuff tonight. Is that now what he can do on a off night?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was really good, you know, in a lot of spots. You know, that's a very good defense, and to throw 5 touchdowns, I mean, he was really good, and we had more out there. Right? The protection broke down on 2 plays in particular that would have been huge plays if we could have executed them better. But I thought the touchdown pass to Emeka was off the charts. I thought some of the other balls were really well done. It's my fault at the end of the half. I'm going to take that. We're up, I think it was 4 scores at that point with 45 seconds to go on our inside of our own, I guess, 25. Should have just ran it three times, listened to the boos running off the field and moved on, but I didn't. I threw the ball. We got a pick, and then the defense did a great job in sudden change getting a stop right there. And so that's on me. And a couple calls I could have done a better job with. I thought he played good. I thought his energy was good. And you know, throw five touchdown passes against Wisconsin. That's a hell of a night.
Deep left, Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, you guys came out first drive, hit three chunk plays in the pass game. Seemed like you had them spread out and then ran it after that. It felt like you were able to make them defend sideline to sideline and then find running gaps. Just beyond the balance, the way you guys did it. What did you think of it?
That's what we're looking for, what you just said. You know, and that's easier said than done, you know, that you want to be able to do that. And when they feel like maybe you're throwing it, then you start running it. When they feel like maybe you're running it, you spread them out a little bit and you try to get that going. And some nights it works and you get into a rhythm. Some nights it doesn't. Tonight I felt like we did get into rhythm.
Clay Hall, WSYX.
Ryan, you've preached toughness and fight all off season. To handle two physical teams like Notre Dame and Wisconsin, to remove all doubt in the first quarter, push them around, dictate the tempo. Do you think you've buried that?
I think we've shown what we can do. Now, whether we do it every week, that's on us. But I think you can see what this team's made of. And I think we've shown that in first four games, what we can do, what we're capable of. The big challenge, as we all know in college football, is you have to bring it every week. And that's the competitive stamina we've been talking about. Every single week, you got to bring it. So as good as this feels and as much as we want to celebrate this, you know, we can't spend too much time patting ourselves on the back after this thing, which is hard because this is one heck of a win for us. I mean, to play like we did tonight, that was a lot of work. And I'm very, very proud of our team. I'm proud of our players. Proud of the way the defense came in, some of the way the guys stepped up. I mean, there's a lot of good to go around in this game. But the tough thing is, you know, you don't have too much time to talk about that. You got to be on to the next team. But we'll try to enjoy this the best we can tonight and a little bit tomorrow.
Far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, one more about the running backs. You guys have tried in the past to have kind of two running backs share the load like that, whether it was 2018 with J.K. and Mike or, you know, Trey and Master in 2020. Yep. Why do you think with these two guys' makeup, why is it working out so well?
I don't know. I think our offensive line is doing a good job. I think our tight ends are doing a good job. I think we have the right mix right now. Their approach has been excellent. But I think it's probably a combination of them and the offensive line and the tight ends and our running back. I mean, our wide receivers. Our wide receivers are doing a very, very good job. I mean, they're making plays down the field, but they're also blocking and being physical on the perimeter. And I mean, you could see the physical play of Julian Fleming today. I mean, that was – you see the shot Emeka took on that crossing route. I mean, that's tough play. And then he comes back and gets that touchdown pass. So I think you're seeing – a physicality across the board. It isn't just up front. It's everybody.
Time for just a few more. Over to the right, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
A couple quick ones. Could you update Jackson Smith and Jigba's status? And also the job that you did on Braylon Allen, he had the long run at the end, which skewed its stats. But what kind of job you think you did?
Yeah, I felt like our guys did a great job of gang tackling. There was a couple things that maybe could have squared it out, but we had extra guys come to the party and get him down. You don't have to look to see how many yards after contact he made, but I felt like we did a decent job of getting him on the ground. But he's a big, strong, physical back. And, boy, I mean, you can even feel late in the game where, you know, if you get into a close game, they're going to wear you down. And he's like that. So, overall, you know, and we decided to take out some of our starters in that moment. And then he hit that long run. So, and we got to figure out why that happened. But that was on me. I know, you know, Jim would rather have had his starters in there and stop them right there, but I made that call. So I wanted to keep our guys out of the game. We have a couple guys who have been banged up, so made that call, and is what it is.
Over to the left, Patrick.
With Jackson, you know, we decided to kind of shut him down for this game. You know, we're going to hope we'll kind of get him going on Tuesday and hopefully we make some progress and get to see him play next week.
Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, we saw what Travion could do last year, but when did you know Mayan could be that complimentary, that number two bat, however you want to call it, to Travion, that you could have two guys?
I mean, last year we saw it, we've seen it, but in the preseason is when I really started to see just an acceleration of his skill level and his practice habits and his toughness and just the way he was hitting the holes. I thought he had one of the best preseasons on offense. And now you're starting to see it. But Mayan, you know, even you think back that freshman year, he had, you know, in that Clemson game, he shows up and makes some plays. So Mayan's been making plays since he's been here, you know, and he's strong and he's powerful. He's built low to the ground. He's a changeup from Trey. They have different styles, but the great thing about them is, man, they're pulling for each other and they know that there's carries to go around. And boy, their attitudes have been excellent. Now you're seeing their production show up.
Final two questions for Coach over here to the right. Tim May on 3.com.
Yeah, Tim May, whatever. Do all of Cade Stover's catches go to the tight end category? Because obviously you split him out big time tonight. Yeah. That was a big changeup. It didn't look like they were ready for that. Maybe I'm wrong, but what just led you to do that? And were you surprised how effective it was? And number two, were you a little worried about him when he went to little tea kettle there that got hit?
Yeah, I was concerned. That was a tough hit. He's a tough player, and I'm proud of what Cade is becoming for this offense. He deserves everything he's getting. He's earning it all. He is a weapon for us in the pass game, as you can see. He's strong, he's powerful, but he's also getting after people in the run game, does a good job in protection, and he can do that. You can see that he can split out. He can come back into the backfield. He can line up as a tight end. He gets big in some of the bigger personnels. And anytime you have somebody that can do that, that's what the NFL is looking for, right? It's what we're all looking for, those versatile players that can do multiple things. And he's showing he can do that, and he's become a weapon for us.
And what tonight? What did Wisconsin show you that would make that so effective?
No, I mean, we're constantly trying to find ways. We tried to do it last week, you know, just the whole run-pass conflict. Yeah.
And final question, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
You mentioned other guys stepping up behind Jair and J.K. tonight. Where did Tanner McAllister fit into that and kind of the way he was maybe setting a tone defensively?
Yeah, he missed last week, it was good to have him back in there. And then he had the pick early on in the game, and that was a huge deal. And then we were able to capitalize and go up 14-0. So his maturity, and he's played a lot of football. You know, not here, but he's played a lot of football, so that helps. You know, it's a little bit of confidence when he's out there, especially when you have some young guys back there. And I talked to Ronnie Hickman early in the game just about, you know, how you got to help with these guys. You got to be poised back there, and you got to show them that calm that they need. And he was there for them, and I thought those guys really helped, especially with the younger players.
Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks.